With the clock ticking on the sale of Virgin Australia, the union representing the airline's workers says it's now critical the federal government stumps up with an emergency rescue loan. The government's been pretty insistent that won't happen, but the Transport Workers Union says the refusal's complicating the work of administrators and putting the survival of the airline at risk. With more, I was joined earlier by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Good morning, Peter. The federal government's been adamant from the get-go that it will not provide any financial assistance to Virgin. Will this help it to be persuaded?
Well, good morning, Sabra. The refusal is making the job of administrators very hard, given that with $6.8 billion in debt to be restructured, Virgin's remaining cash reserves are burning just to keep operating even in a limited fashion. But this morning, the German government has agreed to rescue its national airline, Lufthansa, taking a 20% equity stake worth around $10 billion US. The Transport Workers Union has a key seat at the administrators' table in the restructuring of Virgin, with around 9,000 workers stood down. National Secretary Michael Caine told me the Prime Minister needs to follow the German intervention to ensure a buyer can be found by the mid-June deadline.
You know, this is a company that's on its knees because the government made the health decision to shut down our borders. And now it's time for the federal government to stop playing a game of brinkmanship and to put their money where their mouth is and make sure that this company can get back in the air as a vital second airline for Australia.
The Prime Minister's ruled out any sort of rescue. Is that complicating the work of the administrator?
The administrator would be greatly assisted now by clarity from the federal government. They put Nicholas Moore in there as an advisor, but that's created, quite frankly, more confusion than certainty. They've extracted bids, that's good. And now's the time to make sure that there's certainty on the table, there's federal money on the table, and that this airline can have the confidence and the Australian community can have the confidence that there will be a competitive second airline in Australia back in the air as soon as possible.
Are you confident that a seller can be found given the tight deadline for Virgin and some of the uncertainty around that federal government loan?
So far, the administration has popped up some good bids, but without federal government certainty here, those bidders may well walk away. One already has.
Michael Caine, the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union there. Peter, what happens if Virgin isn't sold by the deadline and a new buyer can't be found?
Well, the extreme risk is that Virgin goes into what's known as liquidation to ensure the secured creditors get at least some of their money back. The federal government would then be exposed to the $450 million in entitlements owed to Virgin staff. So in that worst-case scenario, the Fair Entitlements Guarantee Scheme would be activated to protect those entitlements, meaning the taxpayer would be on the hook to protect some very worried Virgin staff.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.